From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken DeVol.
And I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Thursday, June 11th. A Chico City Council race is taking shape as Mayor Casey Reynolds draws a challenger.
And in Glenn County, the City of Willows could soon be without dedicated law enforcement services.
But first, the North State has a representative in Congress again. James Gallagher is now a member of Congress, filling the seat left open by the death of Doug LaMalfa in January. The Sutter County Republican was sworn in by House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday after winning last week's special election for California's 1st Congressional District. In brief remarks on the House floor, Gallagher said he plans to continue LaMalfa's work representing the rural North State.
Many times they are the overlooked part of California, and they need a voice. And Doug LaMalfa was their voice, and I plan to continue in that same spirit.
Gallagher will have a short runway to get things done in Washington, as his term only runs through early January. He's also campaigning for a full term against Democrat Mike McGuire in the November general election, in a redrawn district that's now more favorable to Democrats.
In Chico, another election contest is beginning to take shape. Chico Mayor Casey Reynolds has drawn a challenger for her District 2 council seat this November. Shelby Hebert, who's worked in local nonprofits and wildfire preparedness, announced her campaign over the weekend. The race is taking shape as the council remains divided over major city projects like downtown revitalization. Hebert says she supports the project and wants to see a shift in priorities.
My family and friends and neighbors and I share a vision for Chico that includes thriving families, thriving businesses, healthy parks and ecological systems. And we currently don't see a vision for those values.
Hebert also says roads and affordable housing are among her top concerns. She says the council has been putting off important infrastructure decisions for too long. More from the interview with Hebert at mynspr.org.
Fire danger remains elevated across much of the region. Some North State residents remain without electricity today as PG&E continues public safety power shutoffs that began yesterday during a continued red flag warning. The utility's outage map shows customers in portions of Glenn, Colusa, and Tehama counties have lost power. PG&E says the shutoffs are meant to reduce the risk of power lines sparking a wildfire during periods of strong winds and low humidity. Spokesperson Denny Boyles says customers should update their contact information now to make sure they receive outage and restoration updates.
And that includes the way that they want to be notified. Typically nowadays it is a cell phone, so they can receive a text, they can receive a phone call, they can receive an email.
He says customers can also check PG&E's website to see if they're affected. The red flag warning is expected to remain in effect through tonight.
And separately, a power outage in Chico left more than 800 PG&E customers without electricity yesterday afternoon near Lower Bidwell Park and the Barber neighborhood. Power has since been restored.
The cause of that outage was not immediately known.
And Cal Fire says now is a good time to prepare your home for any wind-driven fire. The agency says people across the valley should do quick ember checks around their home with the gusty winds happening in the North State. They advise closing windows, vents, and garage doors to reduce fire risk. Clearing leaves from roofs and gutters is also recommended.
Meanwhile, some Shasta County residents may want to double-check how they'll receive emergency alerts this fire season. KRCR reports that the county's favored Genesis Protect app may not be compatible with phones running Android 10. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office says residents should also sign up for Alert Shasta to receive emergency notifications. People can still use the Genesis Protect website to look up evacuation zones and see current evacuation information.
And lastly, in Glenn County, the City of Willows could soon be without dedicated law enforcement services. The Glenn County Sheriff's Office says it will end its contract with the city on June 30th after negotiations over a new agreement failed. The agency says the current arrangement leaves the county covering over $1 million a year in cost. The City of Willows declined to comment.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, June 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Find more of our news coverage at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.